flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Jeff Ulbrich, the new Falcons defensive coordinator from 5 years ago.
Oh, God.
Because remember, he was the Falcons defensive coordinator five years ago also. Yes. Time is a flat circle. We go from Ulbrich to Dean Pease to Nielsen to Jimmy Lake back to Ulbrich. Just hang around long enough, history will repeat itself. Here's Ulbrich talking about Raheem 5 years ago.
I wanted to, this might be my last opportunity with you guys, just give my endorsement of Raheem Morris, just as a head coach, whether it's here or somewhere else. Like in this day and age, this current player, this current culture in the NFL, like, there's not a better candidate, in my opinion. He is, you have to have the ability to relate to the current player. You have to have the ability to create an environment for the current player that is, football's not played the same way. And he's one of those rare guys that has that ability to create the environment that's necessary.
There you have it.
He's absolutely correct, in my opinion. You know, but not, and I meaning that the relatability. Now, you still got to go out there and damn win.
That's all you got to do.
You know, and
because
that's
again,
all you got to really
do.
That's
what everybody said about Raheem when he got hired, including fans and people that cover the team. The vibe's different, all that. Yeah. And now they went 8-9, and he's too much of a player's coach.
Exactly. So that's why.
Again, all that matters is winning.
That's the most important thing, is winning and things like that. And he's going to have his hands full with this defense as far as with the personnel who they have on this field, because, you know, they need work on this defense. And they need help bad. And I was looking at rundowns like, you know, bringing back Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons. There's no reason to bring either one of them back.
Nah.
You know, you
for
might
what well it's going to cost.
Yeah, and it might not cost anything. Yeah. It might as well just go ahead and move along and move on from that and everything. But, yeah, I mean, they have got to, and we're going to say it over and over again as long as we talk Falcons, they need defensive players. They need to find out, go get you some productive veterans, and you got to hopefully that the young guys that are on your roster right now, they're going to be at another level, and then you draft some other guys, and hopefully they can shoot. Like, they're going to have to get rookie contributions.
Oh, yeah.
Good rookie
Absolutely.
Contributions from
Absolutely.
This draft class.
100%.
You know what I mean? And so you got to get there. You scout the scouts and Terry and everybody else. They got to get these picks right, because they need immediate contributions from the rookies that they draft, and it better be defense.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah. I mean, the first 2 days of the draft have to be defense. I guess, unless you decide you want to do something on the right side of the offensive line. And still, my priority over that personally is defense.
Or maybe a corner. If a corner's there, maybe. Oh, that is defense.
Yeah, that is defense.
I'm thinking more interior. Interior part.
Yeah, if you want to get fancy and take a corner, that's fine, because that's still defense. You can get me on board with that one. Because again, like, remember last year, you know, so many folks that were advocating against, almost everybody was like, all right, take a defensive player. You're going to have your pick. I know that maybe this isn't the greatest draft for edge rushers, whatever, for D linemen, but, you know, one of these guys is going to be pretty good. Jared Verse, pretty damn good.
Damn, you know what I mean?
Like, I understand they went with the quarterback and all that, but, like, even in a draft where everyone tells you none of these guys are, well, I don't know, you just have to be good enough at evaluating to find the one that actually is, and then pick him and develop him and put him around good players and all that kind of stuff. But somebody's going to be there at 15. who's going to be a major impact defensive lineman in the NFL next year.
And you better get him.
You just got to get him.
That's it.
It's just what it is. You just got to get him.
You got to get him, and you got to do, you know, you got to coach given ability, but you got to coach what's not in that guy given ability. And that's how you talk about developing into a great player. Because, I mean, the guy given ability is why you're there, but you got to refine those skills at this level because you just can't run past everybody. You just can't run over everybody. You got to learn tricks of the trade. And, you know, when you look at a defensive lineman, it's you come into the league as so gifted as far as your pass rush ability, able to bend, but these damn linemen have been around. You know what they've seen? They've seen bend. They've seen speed. You got to have different rush and know how to pass rush and all those different things. And that's also – but, yeah, they got to get immediate impact players at the top of the draft.
Yeah, they need it'll be interesting to see who's even retained, you know, because there's obviously the one-year guys, like you mentioned, with Simmons and Judon. I'd be surprised if either one of them are back.
Me too.
There's guys that you can move on from and save a little bit of money on that defensive line as well. Like Onyemata didn't have the greatest year. That's a potential – cap casualty. Be interesting to see if there's some restructure candidates on that side of the ball as well, because they're going to have to get creative with the money to try to get out there and do some stuff in free agency. And again, obviously the biggest elephant in the room is what are you going to do with Kirk Cousins and how are you going to try to make that like the least bad? Because it's going to be bad. Like you're going to have to eat some of that money, but you have to make it the least bad situation.
Right.
Which I think is a post June 1. Right?
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm trying to think, like, how the hell you do that? Like, Kirk.
Well, if you keep him, like all these people talking about keeping him as the backup, like, you know how much money, extra money that's going to cost?
I'm just saying, why do that?
I don't know.
You're going to have to eat it anyways.
Why do what?
Eat the money.
Well, no, but if you cut him, then you get a little, you don't have to eat as much.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, why? I don't understand the folks either.
Yeah. You got to do everything you can to try to make the checkbook balance, man.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.